When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is how to watch TV. The Walking Dead with Joel and Jeremy. My name's Joel.
I'm Jeremy. Check out all of our social media sites at thisishowtowatchtv.com and email us at twdwithjoelandjeremy@gmail.com.
Oh, I'm glad you said email because that reminded me that...
Do we have an email?
We have an email, yes.
One email? Very good.
So it said, hey guys, you said no one emails, so here's one for you from Andrew Yu. I don't have a question, but a few comments about the episode.
About our episode? Is he just going to down us for the next paragraph? Is that what's going to happen right
now?
That would have been awesome. The vaping sound he hates the vaping sound, and Joel should comb his hair? Is that what the... Okay, never mind. I'm just kidding.
Go on, Andrew. One, if we had to lose Rick in order to also lose Jadis, then that's a trade I'm on board with.
Didn't even think about it like that, but I'm right there with you, Andrew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number two, here's a tip for the zombie apocalypse. Never wear a long sleeve shirt. Zombies must never kill anyone in a short sleeve shirt. In short sleeve shirts, because all of the horde had long sleeves.
What? Very observant.
Okay. And three, whoever lives downriver from that bridge is about to get an unwelcome surprise of thousands of walkers washing up on their shore, which I guess doesn't matter since we have fast-forwarded a few years. Thanks for the podcast, Andrew, the guy who complained about vaping a couple seasons ago and still listening. So...
Oh my God! No, I did not. No, I swear to God, I did not read that email beforehand.
To know that it was
the same guy who complained about the vaping. I got a quieter vape, Andrew.
Don't encourage him. So anyway, thank you for emailing in. Yeah,
and thanks for watching, man. Seriously.
Yeah. Episode 6. We're post Rick now.
But in the 6-year time jump.
Yeah,
we've moved on 6 years.
Is that your water?
My water? No. Do you need a water?
It's mine now.
Ooh. So random spit could be in there. Who knows?
It's mine. It's on my table.
Yeah. Okay.
Kids don't drink water. They're not going to bring it and set it down over here. That's impossible.
I don't drink water.
So, the time jump. Did we find out Maggie was gone pretty much right away?
I guess I don't know if I was paying attention or not, but I didn't hear anybody say that. They just kind of referenced
Hilltop
that she'd left, or I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's not that she's gone. It's just she's not going to be in any more episodes, at least for the first half of the season. Probably not the second half either. But
she'll be gone for a season and then come back or something. Just taking a break.
She's doing another show, but also
she's been.
They said she'll do. I read an article today talking about it that they'll. They have a story essentially for how she comes back and what her story still is left to be told on the show. So they're going to just figure out scheduling to, you know, how many episodes she can be in based on her other commitments.
Sounds good to me.
Right. Yeah, I'm fine with
that.
Dude,
you know what? Honestly, like, what was I saying for like pretty much the past couple of seasons? like about how bored I was with it, in a sense, right? Not like, I'm not saying like that the whole 6 year time jump and everything has like
cured all
reinvigorated my yeah. love for the show or anything like that. I mean, it's definitely a fresh look. I like the fresh look of the characters. Like, everybody has a new, except for Daryl. Daryl's still kind of grimy, but just a little hair, a little longer. But I mean, like, everybody's.
But I mean, Daryl, he's been out there in the woods looking for Rick. So he must be camped out near where that happened.
Well, in between, yeah. It's in between all of the, like, where the bridge area was, like, in between all the different settlements.
You know what I just realized? The reason it takes them so fucking long to get anywhere between the two is because the bridge is gone.
They have to go around now.
Right, which right. must The bridge was supposed
to be the thing that connected all of the communities together.
Hmm. And Rick blew that shit up. So. I forgot.
It was a pretty big horde that he had to get rid of, though. Like, yeah. They were, it was like two hordes merged together.
Right.
On the street there by the horse when he was dying, back those last episode.
Right. Okay, so this one was the one where Gabriel... Or wait, Daryl. No, we were just talking about Daryl in general. Yeah, I mean, him still being out there looking for Rick... I mean, I get why he would be. Well, we didn't really find that out
until just this last episode. The
right, final I mean, we're just episode. Talking about
we're just general talking.
Yeah,
right.
The whole final three episodes.
Right.
So Carol and her, what's his name? I can't remember his name for whatever reason.
Her kid.
Yeah.
The prince.
Right. The prince. Yeah, I forgot they called him that.
Right.
So Hilltop it's the is kingdom. Fuck bouncing all over the place, but Hilltop is. I mean, sorry, the kingdom is falling apart.
Yeah, everything's getting old there. It's not.
It really did look worn down, you know what I mean, compared to the last time we saw it.
Yeah, it's unmaintained. Like, they don't. All of the workforce was the.
The people at the bridge?
That and the Saviors. Like, and the right. Saviors took off. Like, they left and went and. We find out what happens to that group of people. But.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why her son. I wish I could remember his name. It's so ridiculous.
It's something simple, too, like Charlie or something weird.
Just guessing now. yeah, so he decides he wants to get into blacksmithing, so he's got to go to Hilltop. So Carol ends up having to take him.
Right.
That's when they ran into Billy Walsh from Entourage. I forget his name in this show. Todd or something like that. But this he was is the one, worst podcast ever. I, mean, I can't remember certain names. I mean, we're talking about an episode I've seen three times, but I've also seen the last two a couple times right. as well. So it's and just, no it's notes. All blending together, and I have zero notes. So this is why I take meticulous notes.
Right. Well, that's why you would have all the names in front of you.
Right.
But anyway, her son, the prince.
Right.
He wants to go into blacksmithing. He has to go to Hilltop to do that because there's a blacksmith.
But he runs right into the first trap available to him.
Yeah.
And Carol has to give up her ring in that exchange.
Right.
I mean, I was surprised he let him live and or leave. I mean, I guess they are just pillagers at this point, right?
Right, and they didn't. But she did the same thing for him, though.
Oh, that's right.
He paid
right.
that back. She could have fucking killed him right there when she took him out, when they were facing right. off, you know, and she took him down.
He stabbed her in the, or she stabbed him in the chest.
She didn't
like,
stab
in
him.
The shoulder or whatever.
Just maybe it was something like that, yeah. right. But she didn't kill him. You know, right. she could have killed him. She let him live and let him go away. They you know, they walked away. So then he like returned the favor, basically.
Right. Let's see what else. Gabriel talks to Negan, and it gets contentious, and he's like letting him get under his skin.
Yeah.
You know, it starts
Negan's
with the first
doing the
one.
Negan thing.
Yeah, he's back to Neganing.
Yeah. Neganing. Yeah.
And. Gabriel goes in there, and that's when he's talking to him about the shit. You know, he's like, something that was in my asshole is actually in your nostrils.
The fart, like we was talking about farting? Or the smell. How
yeah,
smell just, ends
Yeah,
up.
How
yes.
smell works, yes.
Something that was in my asshole is actually in your nose.
It's now in your nose. Yeah, so he basically pushes him to the point where Gabriel almost snaps, and I think it was because he mentioned Rosita, or was that after that he told him about Rosita, when he was saying that, oh, I heard her talking.
Right.
And he's like, oh, I don't need you to tell me how she feels about me. And he's like, yeah, I didn't say she was talking about you.
Right.
So that just gets, ways into people's head.
I mean, honestly, he is a smart dude, and he's still...
And he's got nothing but time.
To play the long game, like right. Sawyer. The long con.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about my son for a minute, but yeah, Lost. Yeah,
Lost. Yeah. I was referencing Lost. That was for you, man. Okay, and you fucking missed it. Yeah, unbelievable. Well. This is the worst podcast ever. You missed my Lost reference? Are you kidding me? Anyway.
So they send Rosita and Eugene out. Gabriel does, because he's been fucking around with the electronics, or the radio equipment. And so he says if we could get another... What is it?
We can
some sort of signal extender.
The broadcast, yeah.
Yeah, we could search out further. Who knows what's out there? And like that's what I've been thinking the whole time. Like, why is everybody so content? I mean, I get that there's been shit going on, but like
they're growing food and they're you know
they don't need to venture out
and gather supplies for scavenging anymore. They're starting to make and build their own things, which is what people did. Before.
Yeah.
They're living like people did when it was like that. Like right. The fucking Old West and shit, you know?
And that's why they're playing that uplifting music. That uplifting Old West kind of music.
Yeah. That always signals something bad's going to happen.
Yeah, I guess it does. Yeah. Let's see. So that was, what were we talking about there?
We're just going all over the place, man.
Yeah, I know.
So where's the next thought that comes to your brain? Just spit it out.
Next thought that comes to my brain.
About The Walking Dead.
Oh, okay. And thank you for narrowing that down. It was all over the place.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so I guess just since we were just talking about Negan and things, so he eventually gets out. We see a couple of interactions between him and Gabriel. They're progressively getting more contentious.
Oh, and we saw him interact with Judith through the window.
Yes.
And she was listening to him, but only about math.
I like that
was
interesting how he said it's like his TV.
Yeah.
Like he watches the window to see all the people.
And they forget he's there and just talk, like, you know.
Right. But yeah, Judith comes, but only for math. She doesn't want to hear any of his other fucking manifestos.
Yeah, she's like, you can't be evil with math, basically. Like
numbers. Math is numbers, right.
Yeah. I mean, he was giving her some decent logic, too. You know, I can't remember exactly what he was talking about there, but he seemed to be making sense.
Now, do you think that...
I'm sure
he's had any
Michonne
kind of...
has injected that into Judith. Do not, under any circumstances, think Negan is a good person.
Okay, I guess that's where I was going with it. Do you think he's changed at all? He's obviously Neganing...
He's adapted...
I'm talking about, do you think there's any chance that he ends up
doing
part
what?
Of
going
the group?
Back to who he. Oh, okay.
Becoming a part of the group.
I think it's inevitable.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, is it a, again, long game to.
Oh, do I think he's trying to get back on top? I
or
don't know.
Or do you think it's.
What if
does he genuinely care for Judith?
I think he does. What if.
He's down there 6 years. Watching this little girl grow up, knowing that Rick's gone, that Carl's gone.
But I mean, there's no long con there other than to make her want to be around him.
But that's what I'm saying. Is he going to genuinely join the group? Not as a ploy, not as a plan to get out. Here's how it's going to turn out. Like, we don't see it coming. Like, he got out of the cage. Oh shit, Negan's out. And it turns out to be like the complete opposite. He's like, you know, I want to be here now. Can I be part of this? I've been watching through the fucking window for 6 years now. You know, like
I don't think he would be
out.
So obvious.
The gate
with
was
his
open.
Approach,
I'm just saying, like the gate was open, and I didn't run.
Right.
I'm standing here saying you left the fucking gate open. You know what I mean? Like, might not be like that kind of thing. Or do you think he just goes full out Negan and just murders people on his way out? Like,
I don't
looking for.
I think that if anybody gave him a chance to be in the community, he might at least be able to decide whether it was worth it to stay, and it was easier than having to be Negan.
Okay. What? So he does genuinely join the group for a season. Okay.
Right. Well,
it's not all next season. At the end of next season, he finds Lucille.
Uh-huh.
And then fucking reverts to Negan.
I mean, I don't think anybody... I don't think they're willing to forgive him enough to let him... to trust him out of the cell. Even if he did try to show
turn himself.
Turn himself
in?
Yeah, I think he knows that. I think he's leaving.
He's out.
I mean, I think it would make sense if he stayed, because even if he was in there 10 years, eventually they'll let him out and a work release kind of thing like they did the other guy, keep him under...
Yeah, but Negan was in there for life. Rick said, you're going to die in here.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, he's got to go.
He's got to run.
That's all he can do. I hope Rick he doesn't kill anyone anymore on the way out. I don't think he would.
You know what I'm saying?
Mean,
Rick isn't there anymore.
I shouldn't say that. He
so, the, like, his reason for the hatred is gone.
What, Negan's?
Yeah.
Rick wasn't the only cause of Negan's hatred.
Yes, he was.
You really think so? You
what
think
else?
Negan was cool as fuck before Rick?
I mean... he maybe didn't, like, I'm talking about, like, the need for vengeance and going after Rick like that. Yes, that was all about Rick.
Okay.
It wasn't, because Rick started it by they went and murdered all the saviors at that satellite post or whatever it
right.
was.
Right, yeah, the where the big satellite dishes were.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
like, and then, God, like, that was still one of the most fucked up ones, the way they did that. Like, just
in the night, yep.
Just in the back of their neck at the, ugh. Okay, so the rage was via Rick there. So with it gone, but still, nobody, people would have to trust him. And I just don't see, I mean, look at how hard Michonne went out of her way to not ingratiate those four people, that, or five people that they found.
Do you like the new members? The new?
I do.
I do too. Fresh faces.
Yeah.
We needed a load of fresh faces.
Right.
We did. Like, all the old group, like, that's been coming together for all the season, a lot of them are dying off. There's not, we were even discussing that, like, how many, like, okay, from, like, the original camp, like, the original, like, by the river or whatever, where they
Carol
were
Carol and Daryl.
That's it, right?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I don't think any kids made it.
Daryl wasn't even, was he even part of that group, though?
I mean,
he was on the rooftop, or was that, I don't remember, man. That's
that
a
was,
long
that
time
was
ago.
Merle. That was a yeah. It's still really good shit if you go back and watch
that. That was
those.
Merle. That was Daryl's brother was on the rooftop.
Yeah.
That's right. Daryl was with the rest of the people.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, he
okay.
was at the campsite.
So yeah, the originals are Carol and Daryl. That's it. Like,
yeah.
And then there's all the other people, Tara.
Well, also
got,
Rick. Rick lived.
Okay.
He's still alive. Is
he's
all
still
I'm saying,
alive.
Technically.
Right. Yes, technically. But then you got all the people that they've added and been coming and going since, like, Maggie, Glenn, the season twoers, you know what I'm saying? Michonne.
Right.
And the people of season three are all gone, basically. Tyrese and... Not Tyrese, was not his name, was it? Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
The big dude.
Yeah, with the wore the beanie.
Yeah. And he would just... I mean, he was the one, like, we thought he was dead, like, in, like, a horde of zombies, and he had, like, an axe or something, or a hammer. It was a hammer. And next thing you know, he comes walking out of the woods covered in blood, and he's just fucking fought his way out of all
right.
of it. Yeah. Yeah, he was a good character. And then Sasha and all them, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people have come and gone, man. It's crazy. And now we get a whole crop of fresh faces. And that dude, the music teacher, the big-eyed fella, he's
yeah.
from Fantastic Beasts.
Okay.
I knew I'd seen that guy from somewhere before. He was in...
The music teacher guy?
Yeah. He was in Fantastic Beasts.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I just quickly found a synopsis of episode 6. The survivors encounter unfamiliar faces outside the safety of their community's walls and must decide whether or not this new group can be trusted. So, they did the whole... That was the whole trial episode then. Or, I mean, not trial, but it sort of felt like that. The Inquisition in front of the...
Yeah.
The panel of...
Where they're asking the people questions. And,
yeah, and it was like Aaron, Michonne. Michonne, some shit had to have gone down besides... I mean, I don't want to say just Rick being gone,
you know, between her and Maggie.
You think
her
so?
Her and Hilltop. Something had to go on because she doesn't seem welcome at Hilltop.
Yeah, I mean...
Or like she doesn't want to go there for some reason.
I mean, maybe, yeah, I mean, maybe we'll get a flashback to something like that during those 6 years, you think?
I think the material's there.
I mean, she is missing, let's not discount she's missing the braids on this part of her head.
The wig is terrible.
But there's nothing to say that didn't get cut off, like, you know what I mean? Like, maybe something was happened.
Maggie ripped it out.
Yeah, like some crazy shit like that.
Crazy.
Well, it's 6 years later, so... It would have grown back.
Not to the length of a dreadlock.
No, but not... It was real short still. I mean, maybe she just kept that way.
I mean, I don't know what they changed about. She used to wear the bandana and had the cuts come down. It's just... I don't like it. I don't like the new wig.
I don't like the new wig. So, again, so she seems super distrusting of everybody.
Yeah.
And, you know, basically outs that one girl for having hidden knives, you know, in her belt buckle and then in a necklace or some shit.
Right.
And the one girl's deaf.
The chick from the 100.
Yeah, the chick from the 100.
Right.
The one girl's deaf.
Can sign.
The other guy can sign. That's a guy, right?
No.
That's a girl? She's a girl?
I think so.
I thought there were two guys in there. No? Just the music teacher? I thought the younger kid was a guy.
I have no idea, man.
I guess it doesn't really matter.
All girls. There was the music teacher.
And then the
deaf girl.
The brunette that got hit her head.
No, it was all females, man.
Yeah, was it?
I think the one that can sign language with the other chick.
I thought he was a boy because he said, I need to go to Oceanside. Like, I thought he was signing that or said that.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Right.
Oh, no, sorry. That was the son's interaction with the kid, the teens at Hilltop. Getting it confused. Yes. Sorry about that. So anyway, they basically...
So it is just the music teacher and all...
I guess so.
I guess you have to find... I hate to be that guy, but
I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Point
I thought it was a woman.
Michonne basically vetoes them staying... And they were basically going to kick them out, right? Wasn't that it? But then she...
Looks like they were about to send them on their way.
Right.
Which is...
But the girl from the 100...
Like, not cool. Like, there's only so many of us left. Like,
right. And that's a group of them. And,
right.
I mean, they
who
even...
seem like they could be a productive members of this group.
Right.
They can fight. They've
well, she
been
found
surviving
a prison tattoo
long.
On her hand. Or on her wrist. So,
what does that
I mean... I mean, I guess it doesn't anymore.
I mean, it didn't matter for Kate.
So, nice. Spoilers.
She didn't have a prison tattoo, though, did she?
No. No, as far as I know, there was no prison
tattoo. Her prison tattoo was the letter.
Right. Yes, that was her prison tattoo. So they end up, Michonne ends up taking them
Kate's letter is my prison tattoo. New band name, I call it.
Okay. Michonne, Sadiq, and one of the guys that was with...
The guy that kind of looked like Don Johnson?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The bag carrier. The guy who was like, yeah, carry that shit over there, guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so they all take them to Hilltop, and... They run into some people that were sent out from Hilltop.
Yes, the messengers.
To come meet with them?
It was to
go out and tell...
They were going to the Alexandria to tell them that they had Rosita.
Gotcha.
Right.
Okay.
That they had found her and she was hurt.
And Michonne keeps being sketchy about going with and
right.
blah, blah, blah. They stop at their stuff where they, you know...
They're like rig, they called it.
Yeah.
Which was looked like it was a truck.
Okay.
Like a truck trailer. Or might have been a truck that they were using to
right.
move from place to place. Like they might have been driving with all their shit in the back.
Right.
What else to drive through a fucking horde of zombies, a fucking semi-truck, right?
Yeah, that'll do it. You would think.
At a good enough speed? I think so.
For a little bit, anyway.
I mean, unless you're talking tens of thousands, then you're just piling up the bodies in your axles and shit like that. Yeah, probably not making it, but... Or like what happened with the Charger way back in the day.
Right.
Remember when he fucking backed up all the road and fucking picked the back fucking tires up off the ground and they had to get out? I think that's the same scene I'm talking about when Tyrese got out and they all had to like fight their way out of that shit. That's when the show was really cooking, man.
Yeah?
I thought. Yeah, I think so. Like right before they started finding the Alexandria and trying to start settling down and making a community.
I mean, I think the prison
they were just
was
like
the,
on their fucking run. And,
the prison was the start of the downfall of that. Man, I've said it before, but I expected so much more from the prison. I thought that was going to already be a functioning... I thought it was still going to be an operational prison for some reason. But, like, a fucked up version of it where you found out they were
and
just residents.
The governor was
from,
running the whole... Yeah, that's kind of what I thought was going to happen, too. But, yeah, it turned out being something totally different.
Yeah, meh. Let's see. So, what they stop on the way overnight somewhere... And Michonne thinks Eric is his name, right? Isn't that the guy from Fantastic Beasts?
Okay.
He turns around with a Stradivarius, and she slices it in half, thinking it's some sort of weapon.
Right. Well, so he was crouched over or something, yeah. You know, and she said, drop it. And he said, if I drop it, I can't drop it. You know, it's a fucking priceless violin.
Right.
And then she turned around and she sliced it in half.
Yeah, except he didn't say that. He just said, I can't.
Right.
He could have said, it's a violin. Please don't cut it.
Right.
Or me.
It's not a weapon. It's a violin. Please don't kill me. But the, again, her mistrust almost got the best over there.
Yeah? Shit. Let's see. The next episode was Carol seeks out an old friend living in a wilderness teeming with walkers. Not teaming, like joining up, but just a bunch of walkers. Survivors make the perilous trek to a new home. So, yeah, so this is when they... I don't know if they even get to... Do they even get to Hilltop in this episode? I think they're still on their way. I think this one mainly focuses on the Carol and her son and Daryl stuff.
Right.
No, they do make it by the end.
We didn't mention what Carol did before all that.
Before all what?
When she set those fucking people on fire. We didn't talk about that.
What?
The people that robbed them and took her ring?
Oh,
she
shit.
She set them on fire.
Yeah, that's
she poured
right.
gasoline over all of those people and set all of them on fire.
Wasn't it just him?
No, it was everybody.
That's fucking awesome. I did forget
about
that.
So Carol has not changed. Except her hair.
Right.
She's still a ruthless fuck who will do anything. A ruthless warrior who will do anything to protect her family and what's hers and whatnot. Like, she did that because those people are a nuisance and they'll cause more trouble down the road. So, might as well end the problem now.
Right.
And, I mean, I was like, holy shit, that was fucking brutal.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that she was able to get gas on all of them without them waking up.
Right. Well, he woke up. It was just too late.
Yeah, for him anyway. Yeah. But everybody else just, oh, just smells really, smells like gas quite a bit.
Burn.
Yeah, done.
Burn. I mean, you're under covers. They're like, you know, sleeping. You ain't making it.
Ugh.
Brutal. Brutal way to go.
But he deserved it. I had a feeling he wasn't going to last long
Listen.
On the show.
Right. I wasn't arguing that. I wasn't arguing that Carol shouldn't have done it. I was just saying, it's fucking brutal. Carol's brutal. And she has been for quite some time.
Right.
Yes. And nothing is about her is changed.
So that was before they went to see Daryl.
That was before they met up with Daryl. Yes. Okay. That was the first episode. That was episode 6.
Okay.
Right.
Jesus. And then that was the episode that we saw that Michonne has a son with Rick.
Yeah. Well, we kind of guessed that.
Well, when no, they showed the little boy. In
well,
that.
I'm saying that they had...
Well, yeah, we knew that was going to happen. Right. I mean, they didn't set up an obvious, let's make a plan for the future. You know, I got another right. way. And then they do it, and it's not going to be that she gets pregnant. I mean, come on.
Right.
Hmm.
And
yeah.
Rick's legacy in this show has to live on somehow, in their eyes, because they have no idea what we know. They don't know that he, you know, he signed on for three movies. They don't know
that. Right. They're not aware of that. Yeah. So Rick, his shit. I mean, God, his. There's no way we're doing a 6-year time jump with him. Like, we have to, like, pick up right where it left off, don't you think?
No, and then so movies time don't work pass. Like that. Movies don't work like that.
No, I'm just saying, like, him, like, arriving wherever the fuck he's at. You think he's just going to wake up wherever he is?
Dude, you know what, though, man? Like 2 years I would be, like, weird about is if they, like, just changed the whole look and feel and made it more...
It's going to be made by AMC.
You know, like it should.
It's made for TV.
Feel like a long episode of The Walking Dead.
Yeah, that's basically the gist of it.
But we're going to get big picture shit, I think, with the movies.
I freaking hope so.
Right? It's got to be. It can't just be Rick flew over here and now we're in this little area.
Yeah.
And we don't get to see anything else. Like, it's got to be big picture. We get to maybe find out what's happening in the rest of the fucking country. Like, the whole. You might find somewhere where they know what's going on or have some sort of communication lines open with certain points and areas.
I mean, or not, because it's the people that they left with. I mean, were there to pick up either a walker or a person. Like, why do they need walkers? They're everywhere. Do they have none where they're at?
That's a really good fucking question.
You know, there's no reason to need an A.
Experimentation.
Right, but you would only need to find those people if you didn't have a plethora of dead around
maybe
you.
Maybe, like you said, maybe they've cleared out their area, wherever they're at. Maybe they don't have, maybe they've fought them off.
They have a helicopter. They're only within helicopter distance.
Who knows? If they have a helicopter, who knows what else they have? You know, if they don't got a tank? A tank. That'd be good for driving through a pile of zombies.
Right, that would work.
Yeah. I don't think it'd be.
Why didn't they just take that tank from the first episode?
Well, none of them would know how to drive a tank.
Well, I mean, figure
I'm pretty sure it's not just
Eugene would know.
Eugene wasn't with them.
I know, but he'd know now. They could go back and get the tank.
They ran into them. What was that, season 3 or 4, right? It was Eugene, Rosita, and
Abraham.
And Abraham.
Yeah.
And like I see, like that's I guess that's part of like what I liked about this show too is like people would just come out of fucking nowhere. Like they came out of nowhere.
That felt a little bit like, and I could be totally wrong on this reference,
part
but
of the show after
it felt like The Stand a little bit in that regard, where like you'd just kind of be wandering around, and then there'd be other people that you'd interact with, just kind of out of nowhere. I could be totally misremembering that movie,
Stand?
The Stephen King movie. No, never saw it.
I don't know.
Eh, whatever. Like, it just seemed like it was just a bunch of random people.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and that's kind of what it would be in, you know, the apocalypse. Have you seen any trailers? I'm sorry, it's off subject. Have you seen any trailers for Bird Box?
No.
With Sandra Bullock? Netflix movie? Dude, check out the trailers, bro.
Okay.
It looks, it's post-apocalyptic, crazy-looking, wild shit. Yeah, it's not zombies, I don't
Is
think.
Is it out?
I don't not yet. I don't think so. But you can watch the trailers for it on Netflix. It was popping up on the during the football game, and I was like, "Wow, that looks really good."
Okay.
Like,
so the thing with Daryl, Carol brought him there, brought her son there, Henry.
Right.
Brought him there to form some sort of a bond with Daryl, which is why she set up the dog trap or got the dog caught in the trap. I mean, she was mentioning those right away. You know, when they walked up. And, yeah, it was so obvious the second and third time watching the episode. The first time I'm like, maybe she did. But then the second time I'm like...
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, she did. She definitely did.
Well, especially because she was watching...
But it gave them a little secret. You know what I mean? Like, something that they thought she didn't know about.
Right.
And I'm sorry, but she looks like Orlando Bloom from Lord of the Rings.
With the bow and arrow and
shit.
Yeah,
when she's peeking out behind there.
Take it easy, Legolas. Right.
Yeah, basically that.
That would have been a good line when we were watching the show. Take it easy there, Legolas.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, her popping out of the trees and shit. But anyway, she got what she wanted. She's still manipulative. She can still get what she wants like that.
Carol has, like, I think we talked about this maybe in this season or last season in the podcast, but her, like, character arc... It's got to be the best in the show. from battered housewife to fucking all out woman fucking warrior. I mean, come on, man. Leader.
Yeah, I mean,
everything. Like, she's a badass.
She's
dude.
The queen.
Well, now she is, right. But, like,
I just don't see that lasting.
Her being the queen?
I mean, not the her being the queen part, but, like, with Ezekiel. I just, something's going to happen. I just feel it.
Like, he's going to get killed.
Yeah.
Well, he hasn't been in very many episodes either, so.
Maybe not right away, but I just feel like that's coming at some point. I don't feel like she gets her happily ever after.
No. Or that her son, something happens to her son.
Right, that could happen too. But that seems, I don't know why it seems less likely. It feels like what they did.
I agree with you.
You know what?
Have we even seen Ezekiel?
Yeah. Yeah, we saw him. He was kind of giving his son grief about his attitude when they were fixing the pipes.
Was that in the 6 year, after the 6 year time jump?
Yeah.
But that was the only scene we've seen him in. So yeah, he's getting it.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think what they did, and it's
kind
of a dick move.
They're moving over to a new cast, man.
They replaced Carl.
With Judith?
No. With Henry.
Oh, yeah, they did.
They age-jumped it so much to quickly replace him. Why?
Yeah, why not just leave him on the show?
Imagine if Carl was still there.
Yeah. I don't know. The Grimes family lives on, man. Judith Grimes.
Yeah, I mean, but it's not
6-year-old ninja cowboy.
6-year-old ninja cowboy, not Grimes.
What, she was
in any way, shape, or form.
No. Well,
no.
I mean, she's been raised with his values and his.
I know, but
things
genetically speaking,
no. But
I just why couldn't Carl
genetics
have
don't said, make up exactly who you are?
Was Carl's sacrifice for Sadiq really necessary? I mean, did it have to be done? Like, couldn't he just still be there and, like, dealing with the loss? I mean, is this all just setting up for Michonne to be alone, raising Judith, you
and
know
RJ.
What I mean, and RJ?
It sucks.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it wouldn't be so
there's
bad.
There's a reunite at the end with huh? Rick.
Oh, I mean, there's zero chance that doesn't happen.
Right.
At the very least, Rick Grimes, Judith Grimes, all grown up.
Meets her dad,
yeah. I mean, I don't know if Michonne will make it that long, but
the end of the show is just them just, the last survivors just standing in front of a fucking giant horde of zombies. It's just over.
But they're talking about how they're going to go to this magical place and retire, and
right.
They all say goodbye for like 20 minutes, yeah. Like at the end of Lord of the Rings.
Right.
Or which one was that? Yeah, that was Lord of the Rings, wasn't it?
That was so long.
They had like the big group hug moment where they were all like, oh,
there was
I'm,
like
going
12
off to,
of them.
I'm going off to this cloud. I'm going to
there
this.
Was like 12 of them.
Yeah.
12 like goodbye moments.
Yeah.
At the end of that.
Ridiculous.
I cried through every one of them.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so yeah, that's got to come back around to that. So Daryl basically, he ends up agreeing to go and...
Well, only when they find out that Rosita was hurt, right?
Yeah, but how did he find that out? Walkie-talkie?
Or they met up or with the other group. They met
oh,
up with Michonne
right.
and them, didn't they?
Somebody's got to talk about the show, okay? I can't be expected to remember fucking everything.
You usually write it down, fucker.
Yeah, I do. A small rescue mission braves...
He's trying to teach me a lesson here, is what he's trying to do.
To show
you take some notes once in a while, fucker.
Yeah, I mean, just anything. Bullet points. Stuff we need to discuss. Do you think they're going to be successful with the radio thing? You think that's going to end up working? Of course Eugene fucking breaks his... or dislocates his knee falling off the tower.
Right.
Instead of staying on the tower...
Letting the herd pass by.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
and Rosita could climb up there, too.
Right. That but seems like the more logical.
It could have been a herd of...
The Whisperers.
Right.
We
was
haven't
that
discussed,
what they referred to as that?
We haven't discussed that at all.
Well, no. I thought we were working our way up to that.
Okay, yeah. That's fine. Yeah,
that's
so...
Kind of, but more important...
So this is episode 8, Evolution, which I was...
You never bought in from the very beginning, the very
okay,
first time you heard the...
Here's the annoying part, man. Here's the annoying part. I sort of started to by this point.
Yeah, I know you did. Because they were pulling you in that direction.
Right.
Right.
But I should know better. And you should know better. I'm annoyed that I didn't.
I'm the one who's gullible like that. You're the one who always like, no, man, it's like this. And I'm like,
But the second, yeah, I mean, the second that I saw...
It's just people, man. It's always just going to be fucked up people doing fucked up things, man. Right. It's just, that's what this world is. There is no magic. There is no zombies fucking evolving. It's not that.
And they had to put that episode, that is the title, so I was expecting it. And I'm like, just imagine.
It's just people. It's just people that found a new way to be fucked up in this world.
Right.
Like we were discussing, I think our last podcast, the fucking governor with the heads in the aquariums and the chaining his daughter up as a zombie in the fucking hole. The W people with them in the trailer setting trap. People of Negan melting them to the fence. I mean, everybody's figured out how to fuck these things up and do crazy shit with them and, you know, adapt to the world they live in, so to speak.
Right.
This is just another one of those things, man. It really is. It's just another one of those issues now that they have to deal with. Oh, now people are wearing zombie faces as masks. Another fucking issue we have to deal with these fucking zombies. They don't talk. They're not evolving. It's just fucking people. It's always people. Why can't we just be normal? Like, what? The world breaks down and everybody just goes to their most fucking basic fucking instincts and kill, maim, and murder and shit. It's crazy.
It
makes me really fear for humanity if shit everybody does go south, man.
I was watching the last episode, or this episode, with you, and that was my second watch, and it was painfully obvious that they were humans. Like, you could see it. You could see them leading the herd.
Yeah.
When the herd would get distracted, like with Daryl, when he was up on the rooftop and the dog was barking and he was trying to get him to come to them. And they turned a little bit, but then like you saw people walk through the herd going the other way and make noise and like
whispers and having them move. Yeah,
exactly.
This way,
they're using that to guide the herd.
And they can't smell them
because
they're wearing the flesh, right? Yeah. Like way back in the beginning. They did in season fucking one to like
the, get just the covering herd. Themselves in the guts. Yeah.
So you can't be.
But this is a little bit further than that. They skinned.
And sewed their fucking faces onto them. Texas Chainsaw Massacre. It was fucking sewed onto the guy's head.
It was sewed onto their head?
It was sewed like a mask.
I thought it was just sewed so that he could put it on.
Yeah. And he cut it open.
I know, but he took one off.
But what I'm saying is...
It wasn't, like, attached to the head. They had to take them... Yeah, that's what I was getting
at. It's still fucked up! It doesn't matter if it was attached to their head or not. They still fucking skinned something and put it on their own face!
That's what I was talking about. Like, they had to literally skin a walker. Imagine how hard that would be. And find one with reasonable enough skin.
Well, you kill it first. Or you just...
Well, yeah, I get that
part. Yeah, but you find one that's not dead enough. Yeah. It's completely rotted away, right? Unbelievable.
And what do you gotta be doing some finishing. Ooh, to
leathering.
There has to be something done on the inside. There's no way.
Just wearing faces. Yeah. Oh my God, stop.
There's no way. They have to have a seamstress that's taken part in this and that they're sewing lining on the inside. There's just no way that they're putting their faces on dead flesh like that. You could get infected. You know what I mean? If you had any sort of
swallow it or
anything. Right. They have to be cleaning them. Yeah. That's what I'm worried about. So the synopsis for the eighth episode is a small rescue mission braves a dangerous herd in their hunt for a missing comrade, only to discover a surprising threat that could doom them all. So they're leading you to believe that the herd is talking and like, because they were like, okay, so Aaron and Jesus, they were training covertly, like he was training him to be a ninja ass kicker, apparently. Yeah. And since Jesus is now running Hilltop since Maggie left.
One arm ninja ass kicker, new band name I call it.
Right. Maggie left. She's with Georgie now.
So
I think we pretty much called that.
Right. So his name? Jesus is reluctantly in charge of Hilltop.
Yeah, it refuses to even take her office. And who's there? Tara is with them?
Yeah.
So Tara is basically going to end up in charge now because Jesus goes out. He's training Aaron. He runs into Michonne and them, and they all go to Hilltop, right?
Yes.
And
to get Rosita. That's what basically drives right. Michonne to finally say, okay, I'm going.
Right.
Right.
And then Jesus ends up going out again with them to get Eugene. And that's when the herd, you hear them saying, where is he? Or don't let him get away. Shit like that.
Yeah.
And I noticed again when they the walkers were trying to get through the hole in the wall.
Yeah.
You know, that crack that they said would slow them down.
Yeah.
The first two got stuck there. The third one pushed them through.
Pushed them through it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then just walked over.
Right.
So, you know.
I mean, you got to give it to them, I guess. One of the cleverest ways to adapt to the world, use the herd as a weapon, basically.
Right.
You know? And then I mean, if you have to, like you can surprise people with the running and stabbing and shit, you know?
Yeah, I mean, they held their own for quite a bit there. They got Eugene out. Everybody else made it except for Jesus. And that, to me, was just... I don't know if you've seen Game of Thrones, but that was such a White Walker moment for me. Just the lighting, it was all, like, blue and foggy and dark. Right. And then, like...
And he was
just
kicking everybody's ass, like Jon Snow style.
He was just fucking them up casually.
Yeah. And well, then, like you do zombies. Like, this isn't anything we haven't dealt with before. I have a fucking sword. I'm a badass. I can do flips and ninja kicks and shit and chop heads off and whatever.
And then he goes to swing and when it ducks and stabs him through the back and or through the chest.
Like up.
Yeah.
Like up and out.
Yeah.
Like through every vital organ you have in that area. But what does he say to him?
He said, you're where you don't belong.
You're where you don't belong. Right.
Yeah. But, I mean, they were just getting Eugene.
Right.
His dumb.
Maybe they wanted Eugene.
They were saying, "Don't let them get away." Where's the other one?
Right.
When it was Rosita, maybe they didn't come after Rosita.
No, they were looking for Eugene. Maybe they wanted Eugene because of his. They've been spying and they know
what he can do. Right. He can make bullets.
Right.
That's not a bad thought.
I mean, thinking of this again, though, I guess the element of surprise was good at close range. But like, what if Daryl and them just decided to start picking those motherfuckers off? Like, when they were watching them circle around in the field?
Yeah.
Like, what if there was, like, a whole group of people, and they were just like, all right, let's take out this herd real quick, and just started mowing them all down. Like, wouldn't those people like, oh, shit, like, I'm...
Yeah.
Oh, now we're screwed. Like, so that's kind of could backfire on you, actually, like, because people just kind of casually kill zombies.
But you're in a herd, so, like, the thought would be that it's not even worth starting shit with a herd.
Right. Avoid them.
Yeah.
Right.
But, I mean, I wonder what would have kept them just staying in that field.
Them walking in circles, the same way that they were controlling with their voices.
Okay, yeah.
Have you ever seen them do that before?
I knew the second the one turned its head, and for some reason I saw something around the eye that was like it was recessed too far or something to where it was like, that's a human.
I didn't catch it at all.
And none of them have ever turned their head with interest like that.
Well, that was the whole...
Evolution tease.
Right. Right. They're listening now. They know we're here. You know, like, it was... You never bought it to begin with, and I'm proud of you for that. I was... Like, what else could it be? You know? And then the whole running thing. And before they revealed it was humans, they did come running out of the fog. And I kind of sat up in my chair like, oh, shit!
No, well... when they ran off after the one got stabbed, right?
After he stabbed Jesus, a bunch of them came running out to bat, and they killed them all. The group killed them, and then they were surrounded after that.
But it looked like White Walkers running out like that.
I sat up out of my chair. I was like, this just turned into Game of Thrones.
Yep.
Yeah, like, they can use weapons and run? You're done!
Yeah, it's over.
Forget it.
But yeah, they're people.
Yeah, it's just people. Like I said. It's just people doing more fucked up things with zombies.
What's going to be next?
That's why it's almost kind of... it's just people.
Disappointed by being... I'm disappointed that it wasn't the evolution of the walkers.
So you are. So then you do feel like that it wasn't... A little disappointed that it wasn't that. It's not the zombies increasing in
only
danger.
Only because of my love for... all things sci-fi like that, where it's like, okay, there's a little bit of the mystical there where, oh shit, the rules just changed. That kind of a game changer.
But the rules didn't change.
No, I mean, the rules have changed because Michonne made rules. So yeah. In that sense, the rules have changed.
But I'm talking about the rules of what we know. Like we thought, like I said, if they can run or they can think and coordinate now and strategize, like, yeah, that's a game changer. That changes everything. Like that makes those things 10 times more dangerous.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Just people.
Yeah.
If you can get to the root of this problem, just like they did with Negan.
Okay, but what about this? Doesn't that feel like a...
These people have to organize somewhere.
But as sadistic as that thing is with like putting on the masks of the zombies, is that not a really, really useful tactic for the group to learn?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, and use...
Why not?
To steer herds away? I mean, it's genius.
It's absolutely genius. Yeah, but using it in a different light rather than whatever these people are using it for. It's just the next group of people, man.
Right, the next bad guys.
Now, wait. Episode 8, done. Or what is it?
9 is the next one.
The next, they just wipe those people out. That storyline's over with.
Yeah.
Just like the W's, just like Terminus.
Right. I mean...
Done. On to the next.
I genuinely don't know where the story goes. Like,
well, it's all about building the society and bringing the three communities together.
Oh, that's right. The festival. Yes. Or the fair.
The fair.
I think it's obviously going to happen. I think Michonne will end up going.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You know why? Because Judith.
Judith will talk. Her daughter will talk her into
RJ.
It. Yeah.
She'll want to take him.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's a bit of levity. It's weird because in this world, I don't really want that.
A fair? Like,
I do, but like, I don't want to lose what makes this show the show. I mean, not that it's really stayed the same, but like, everybody finding ways to be happy and shit like that. It just feels against the tone of it.
Yeah, but that's the goal, though, inside of the show, for these people. What else? Are they supposed to just be on the run all the time for our entertainment? No, they want to live their lives.
Like. Right. No, I get that new society is coming out of this, and that's cool, but like at the same time, I don't know. I still want more exploring. I just don't see why that can't be a thing.
Well, he talked about expanding the radio waves and finding out what's out there. So I imagine we do get some more of that.
Didn't the thing fall? Didn't Eugene drop the radio? Or did he get it? Did they get it to turn on up there?
That I don't remember.
I mean, I hope that works out.
They'll eventually get it to work. They'll go try again. After they figure out the W's.
The Whisperers. Huh.
Could be the same group of people. They never found, like, the root of the W's. They never found, like, the leader or who... They attacked Alexandria and were soundly defeated. And then most of them ran off.
Right.
Right. And then they had the one guy locked up for a while.
Right.
And he got killed.
So he wasn't the first prisoner. Oh, no, Negan was at Hilltop. No, Negan's at Alexandria.
No, they... built that cell and locked the W dude down there. Morgan did.
Okay.
Remember?
Right.
And they were going to try to find out where he got it from. Then Tara befriended him and let him out. Or I can't exactly remember what, but he got killed.
Was it Tara or was it...
Not Tara. It was her girlfriend.
God, I don't know why I can't remember her. She was one of my favorite characters.
Not Beth.
I really liked
her
character. She got shot in the back of the throat by Dwight.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been so many good characters that have come and gone.
Yeah, really. Everybody hates Chris.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I love that that's what he's known as.
Got his whole face torn off and shit.
Yeah, that one was really...
It was pretty brutal.
So, I mean, next, I guess we just push forward with, like you said, the storyline towards the fair. I don't know why I feel like the king is in impending doom. I don't know if it's happening right away. We get a King episode, a King Ezekiel episode, you know it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Because we got a lot more Jesus those last two.
Yes.
Leading into his death.
Yeah, we did.
You know, I mean...
And we got some like subtle kind of goodbyes with Jesus. I didn't see it. I didn't even really like see it coming either. But like after he died, I was just like, oh, that's why he was like all hugging everybody and shaking hands and shit.
Like, but it's like he knew he was going to die?
Not necessarily that, but he was just like, there was some, like between him and Aaron, there was kind of like a...
Yeah, like the,
that. And then between him and Tara, like when, you know, when I get back, I'll take care of those things you want me to take care of.
Right.
And then he died. You know, I was right. Like, oh, and that's why they did that. Okay, I see.
Yeah.
I see.
No, it all.
But his, like I said, his exit scene was awesome.
I didn't expect him to die. Honestly, not then. I just mean, like, in general. I figured he was going to be on for a while. But he seemed really angsty and, like, not a reluctant leader.
Yeah.
You know? It's weird because, like, that shit.
Because he was never the leader. He was always the scout running around, you know, finding people or finding. That was his deal. He was never the leader. You know, he didn't want to be the leader.
Well, he's not the leader no more. Who do you think takes over? Tara?
For now. Yeah.
Oh, I guess they'll have another election.
If that's the way they do things there, yeah.
Yeah, well, they just did one. I mean, he just won the election.
Jesus did.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, I mean, maybe they have a line of succession set up.
I'm curious to know if... I wonder if Michonne being so upset has anything to do with her presenting her charter and it being turned down in some way,
shape, or form. Oh, like the rules and stuff?
Right, like she presents the charter and like everybody's kind of like, yeah. We'll have a handshake deal and we'll just kind of go from there. Like, you know, like...
But Maggie was like part of that. She was the one... She was championing that idea with Michonne earlier this season. You know, I don't know. Maybe they didn't like the way it worked out. I feel like we're going to see what happened.
I feel like we are too. I feel like there's not, you don't have a 6-year time jump in a show like this and not go back to some of that information.
Right.
There's stuff there.
And luckily, when Carol cut Daryl's hair, it didn't change at all, so he can go back and play any scenes.
I wish she'd just cut his hair all the way, like season one Daryl.
Yeah.
Short. Yeah.
I mean, I prefer Shaggy Daryl, but it's been ridiculous.
It's kind of gross.
It's super easy to go like this.
Right.
Or push your hair back. There's no need for it to be in his eyes constantly.
But if it's super dirty and like just.
Yeah, but
like
that would chunk, it would hold back.
Right.
If you just get a comb. I'm sure there's been a comb somewhere.
Just
along the
sweat
way.
And grease would just hold it in place.
Yeah, naturally. You'd be super slick Derek. Right. Or Daryl.
Gross.
Super slick Derek.
Derek.
So yeah, I guess we'll be back in February. If you haven't checked out the other shows on the Jay and Jack Network, not that this show should be any representation of their quality. Because
I mean, this episode, Mr. Note Taker over here.
Okay, you know, I don't take notes one fucking time, and all of a sudden I'm the bad guy. Taking notes every episode of every 101 with Jenna.
To a point of annoyance sometimes.
Right.
Super. But this was more annoying, I'll give you that. This is not having notes, not having Joel's notes was more annoying than him, than his meticulous, ridiculous notes.
I mean, yeah. I have to remember what happened.
Yes, yeah, it's helpful.
So anyway, check out the other stuff on jayandjack.com. Subscribe to all their stuff. Subscribe here if you like this. We're on iTunes and on YouTube. Don'teva.com for
Thanks
YouTube.
Again, Andrew.
Okay, that was super creepy. Why are you going to end up like that? Don't ever. All these memories in my mind, my mind, my
mind, my mind, my mind, my mind, my mind. I'm still a secret lemonade. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Drink.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.